body and fool myself if I'm really lucky. Maybe I can fool everybody.
Thank you. while behind the scenes, we're reminiscing about old 7 second delay episodes that were so embarrassing that Andy can't remember them. That was Bean Stellar there with Pumpkin, Crack the Sky before that, prog rock from 1976. Maybe I can fool everybody. Aqua Surge did American. Jasper Hoiby did What It Means to Be Human. We heard two from Sabu, Anthony Ferretti, who passed away in 2022. One of the premier Sinatra impersonators in Vegas for many years. That was his cassette letter to DK, who ran DK's Diner in Jersey City, hence all the refs to Jersey City. My name's Irwin. I'll be back here in Jersey City a week from now from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for 7 Second Delay with Ken and Andy.
Welcome to 7 Second Delay. I'm your co-host, Ken, and with me is the king of the zingers himself, Andy Breckman, man.
King of the zingers.
How else shall I refer to you?
I'd rather just forfeit. I'd rather just go without a moniker.
It's putting too much pressure on you to call you king of the zingers?
There's nothing about king of the zingers I like. King, it just doesn't... Would you listen to a show with that introduction? You're driving home from work. You're going up and down the radio dial, right?
Yeah.
By chance, you fall onto 91.1.
Uh-huh. Go on. Sounding good so far.
There's a guy that's introducing his partner as King of the Zingers.
I'm in.
I'd be disconnecting my radio.
No, I'd be like, I can't wait to hear a zinger. He must be funny. He's called King of the Zingers. Hit me with a zinger. That's what I'm thinking.
It already makes me so sad. King of the Zingers.
You just can't.
Let's not say that again.
You can't handle the pressure. You're a professional comedy writer.
It is. It is sort of like a lot of pressure. It's like Tarantino saying, my next movie's my last movie. You know, it's like it's enormous pressure.
Yeah.
The stakes are suddenly very high.
I knew that that's why you didn't like it. That's why I say it.
Yeah. Go to hell.
Can I call you King of Zing?
Can go to hell count as a zinger?
Yeah.
Oh, then I am King of the Zingers.
Yeah, you are.
Fantastic. All right. I feel a lot more secure now.
All right.
If I mean, Go to Hell counts, we're in good, I'm on solid ground.
Go to Hell counts. Shut up counts. You know how you, whenever you tell me to shut up and I always laugh?
Yeah.
And then
because you've never heard that in your life. Mr. Station Manager, you've never heard the word no since 1973.
I heard it a couple of times.
You've never heard the, you know, no one talks back to you here.
Listen to your nerve, to your restless leg. Wow, it's really loud tonight.
You know, Juneteenth has a special place in the heart of the staff here because I've been here for 32 years, never made a nickel.
Yeah.
Yeah. This holiday where we reflect upon the institution of slavery, it means a lot right here, right now.
One of my DJs did refer to FMU as a slave ship.
Yeah, where's that DJ now?
He's on the air.
He's gone, baby, gone.
No, he's on. He's on the air.
Yeah.
I accepted it.
Welcome to Sunday nights at 2 a.m.
I think it's 10 p.m.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, if this was a slave ship, I'd be King of the Zingers.
I threw him on Sunday nights and just told him to row harder. Hey, you're on the air.
On those slave ships.
Whoops.
On those slave ships, the class clown, you know.
Yeah.
The court jester. That, very important. Very important on the slave ship. For morale. Where's the King of the Zingers? Oh, he's sleeping late. He'll be out soon. You just keep rowing.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I love it when he comes out. He's so damn funny.
Yeah, he is funny. Yeah. That's who I am. I'm King of the Zingers on this slave ship. That's it. That's my position here. No, seriously, when do I get paid? I will say this about FMU. The women DJs get paid the exact same as the men DJs. None of this 17%, 23% difference.
Right, thank
exactly
you.
Exactly the
thank
same.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done, Ken. How enlightened of you.
I was waiting for you to notice.
Yeah. Everyone gets the same. That's Ken's promise as during the interview.
So next week.
Next week.
When I introduce you.
Yeah.
I'll, is it okay to call you King of the Zingers?
You do whatever you want, son.
Okay, I will.
Whatever makes you happy.
All right.
I was born to make you happy.
No, you were not. You didn't take that job on until, I think it was late August 1990.
To make you happy?
Yeah.
How am I doing? Are you happy?
I am happy, yeah. This is one of the happiest
times. Oh, shut up.
See, that's a zinger. It works. The timing is perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Last thing I want is you waxing poetic about how happy you are. I'd rather chew glass.
Did you bring any?
I will next week.
Okay, good. All right, so we are all ready to watch some cricket tonight. Am I right?
If that's what you want to do, honey.
See, I knew this is what was going to happen. I did not want to do this. You wanted to do it.
I'll watch cricket with
and
you.
Now,
I've never watched more than 10 seconds of cricket.
That's more than I've ever seen.
I watch it because when I go in to buy my gum and newspapers at the little newsstand in Madison,
yeah,
the cricket, he always has cricket on.
He is who?
He.
Yeah.
The guy that runs the newsstand.
Right, you never learned his name.
No, I never did learn his name.
No.
Who's going to live? Makes me wonder. I don't know why my mind just went here. Who's going to outlive who, you or me?
Well, yeah, it's a good question.
I've got the leg thing going. That's keeping, it's some movement.
That's your exercise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was swimming today. Did you exercise today?
Only if you count my morning show. Which I think that does count. I get very worked up over it.
You mean it's a physical, you feel it's like a physical exertion?
Yes, that's what
I'm saying. Really get tired after 3 hours?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yes, absolutely. Everybody here does.
Because you know what you're playing is crap. It's guilt.
Well, there's the stress of the guilt of the crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah.
Running up and down the stairs to get records.
How was your show today?
Well, it was a little messy because the fire department came.
Yeah.
And ate up all my time to prepare for my show.
Because you were playing, the music you were playing was so hot.
No, that's not why the fire alarm went off. Fire alarm went off because I was so hot that I turned up the AC, and then the AC started leaking all over the smoke detectors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But the AC's on now?
Yep.
We're comfortable
well,
now?
Here, yeah, no, this was upstairs.
Perfect cricket watching weather. Box.
It is perfect cricket watching weather. And I was hoping that we might be able to watch.
Well, I don't understand cricket, and it seems like a game designed to make me mad.
Because it's not American. That's why it makes you mad.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. So is tonight's topic who's going to live longer, you or Andy?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is one of the topics.
I'm older, but I have not had the serious health scares that Ken has had.
Right, but Andy has restless leg syndrome, so he's always working out, basically.
Well,
always. I love the show.
That means the world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
This is Sam the Appraiser.
Yeah. Hi, Sam.
I know you don't care who I am.
So who do you think is going to outlive who?
I don't care who I am, Sam.
Well, then I think Ken's going to live longer.
Yeah. Well, let's put money on it. Let's put real money on it.
I think we did put money on
this. I mean, real money. Real money, and we put it in escrow. We put it in an account.
Like $1,000?
I'd put $1,000. What is that called? A tontine? What is that called?
Oh, yeah. That is a tontine.
Yeah.
Why don't you just say whoever dies first or whoever lives longer gets the other one's life?
Wait, no. A tontine is more than two people. We if Sam joins in, then we might.
I don't want Sam to join in. I don't know how old he is. How old is he?
How old are you, Sam?
86.
Oh, okay. Then you're in, baby.
Okay.
Welcome.
No, that was a lie.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe we should write, Paul Simon and Neil Young and Brian Wilson and Joni Mitchell and see if they want to join our tontine.
To see which of us dies first?
Yeah.
That's a fun show.
Yeah.
There's a joyful idea.
Yeah.
A death watch.
Neil Young has a very misleading name.
Yeah.
Well, he's younger than everybody else I mentioned.
He is?
Yeah.
Was he the baby of Buffalo Springfield?
That I don't know, but he's younger than Brian and
But
Paul
Andy,
Simon.
You can't die. You're king of the zingers.
Yeah, that's right. Do you have an heir?
My
little
prince.
Heir.
Yeah.
Would Evan take over by birthright?
You mean you're talking about Prince Evan?
No, Josh is the eldest.
Yeah.
Josh is heir to the throne.
Josh would do a great job with you. Josh is very funny.
Actually, Rachel. Rachel's, do you have a problem with a woman becoming?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
A woman?
Yeah.
As a DJ?
So it's not like Game of Thrones. You're
No, a DJ can. A DJ has to multitask, has to handle a lot of different things, inputs and outputs,
Uh-huh.
A woman.
Right. So you don't want Rachel or Julie to become...
I could maybe Rachel and Julie together, combined.
That won't work.
No. Yeah. Have you ever had
maybe
sisters?
It shouldn't be genetic.
Have you ever had sisters do a show together?
That's a great question.
That's a good question, really, by you. That counts as a good question. We're moving on. Thanks, Ken. Thanks, Sam. Yeah.
I don't think we ever have had sisters.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I was just babbling. The worst thing I want to hear from you is that's a great question. That's just pity.
I don't know that we've ever had brothers do a show either.
Well, you and I are kind of like brothers.
No, I mean real brothers.
Well. Oh. I'm as close to you as I am. Do you spend more time with me than you do your biological brother?
Oh, hell yeah.
Absolutely. Do you think you know me better than you do your brother?
Yes, I do. No question. But you spend a lot of time with your brother.
When we're working together, when he's on my writing staff, we spend hours. But when we're not working together, it's a phone call, maybe two a week.
Two calls a week?
Well, I guess so.
Wow.
You know, it's probably overall, if you add it up, probably the same amount of time as I spend with you.
I don't even have two calls a year.
With your brother?
With my brother.
But you vacation with him?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't know who you're thinking of.
Oh, I'm thinking of...
Like, maybe you're thinking of my wife's family. I vacation with them.
Maybe I'm trying not to think at all about
my
you or your
family. My stepbrother. Yeah, my stepbrother. I spend way more time with him.
I'm trying to care. Hold on. Give me a minute.
Okay. Take all the time you
need. Give me a minute, Ken. Ken, I need a little space. I'm working up. I'm trying to work up a little caring.
Okay.
Little interest.
Go ahead.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm still like a mile away.
No, take your time.
I can't even see caring about that story.
I think it's because you're rushing into it.
All right, let's play some cricket.
Okay, so we have a link up on our page if you go to WFMU.org.
Let's all start it at the same time, right, and we can watch it at the same time.
Well, that's kind of what I'm trying to do.
What do you know about cricket?
I know that there's a wicket, that it's a giant animal leg,
yeah,
which is the wicket.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to hit the ball with the wicket.
I don't think it's called a ball.
No,
I don't think it is.
I think it is.
I don't think they have another term. They have another term for everything.
It is a ball.
I think if you connect with the ball, with the it's called a zinger, I believe.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No, a zinger is a joke, even in
English. Oh, you're right. Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about something else. I was thinking about this show.
Okay, so WFMU.org is where you go.
Let's all start it at the same time. WFMU.org. Tell me why we're laughing.
Because I've been trying to tell people how to get to the link.
And then I just co-opted
and
it.
And you keep
it. I just stepped on it.
Yeah, you keep preventing me from doing
it. Okay, I'm going to step back now. Give you space.
You go to WFMU.org, click on playlist and comments. Yeah. And then there's a page and you'll see a link. It says, here is the game we are watching, India versus South Africa.
India versus South Africa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is from the Cricket World Cup 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. Is this the finals? Is this a big game?
I don't know. You wanted a full game. This was the only full game I could find on YouTube.
Is cricket the national pastime of both of those countries?
I don't know. We agreed that neither of us knew anything about cricket.
Well, I know there's a wicket.
That's all we know.
I know getting a hit is called a zinger.
That's not true.
No, I know it's not true.
Yeah.
I never said it was true.
So I'm going to count down from three, and then everybody turn on the game.
All right, wait. Set it up again. You go to the WFMU.org.
Yep.
You go to what?
Playlist and comments.
Playlist and comments. Clickety-click. Use your mouse.
Right.
Use your mouse.
And then you find where it says, here is the game we are watching.
Left-click on that. There's a little... The mouse will move the arrow.
India versus South Africa.
India versus South Africa. Okay, and then, like, in 5 seconds, we begin?
Four, three...
Wait, start over.
Okay.
Start from six.
Six?
No, I'm sorry. Start from five.
Okay, five... You know, that's almost like I did start from six.
I know. As I was saying it, I realized interrupting your countdown and telling you to start at a lower number was just a waste of everyone's time.
Yeah, and it also is self-contradictory because you say start at six, which I did, and then you interrupted me and said, no, start at five.
Yeah.
So then I said five, but really I had just started at six.
And that's why they call me King of the Zingers. All right, here we go.
Just listen to that restless leg, everybody. Now you stopped.
I did, because you made me self-conscious. I wonder if this restless leg would be an advantage for a cricket player.
Well, we won't know until we watch a game.
Well, count down from six.
Six, five,
yeah.
Four,
yeah.
Three,
yeah.
Two,
yeah.
One. Okay.
I'm kind of dreading this.
And don't turn the sound on.
Don't turn the sound on.
India versus South Africa. We're starting at about 10 minutes into the game. What a gigantic field they're on.
It is.
It's huge.
Okay.
Wait a second. The pitcher just, he bounced the ball against the ground.
I think you can bounce the ball or not bounce the ball.
Really? You have the option?
I believe so. If anyone knows anything about cricket,
it's
give
like
us a call.
Ping pong. That's a ball and he put some spin on it. And there's a catcher.
209-9368. The whole team has forgotten their baseball mitts.
They
left them at weird, maybe on the bus.
Weird giant gloves.
Look how he's throwing the ball. He's like a little girl.
Okay.
He throws it like a little girl.
Yeah, the pitcher just threw it at the feet of the batter. Although people seem to like that. The batter hit it off the field. Is that the point?
Everyone's pretending to be interested. Oh, there's even cheerleaders.
Is the point to hit the ball to the edge of the field?
It looks like you could even hit the ball behind you. The batter is in the middle of the field.
Right, he's in the middle.
This is so stupid. 201-209-9368. If you know the first thing about cricket, you know more than us.
We're watching India versus South Africa. I have no idea who is who.
All right, they're consulting. Okay, wait, the batter is consulting with...
the ref?
No, that was not a ref.
Oh, that's...
Well, they were wearing the same uniform.
It would be nice to know which team was which.
You can kind of tell one team looks Indian.
Easy in a boxing match.
Yeah, it's easy in a boxing match. Oh, they brought their girlfriends and wives with them? They look so bored. They look so bored.
The wives and girlfriends?
Yeah.
They're known as WAGs.
Yeah.
Wives and girlfriends. Okay, here's Johan Botha. That sounds like a South African name.
Yes, it does.
So I would say green is South Africa.
Okay.
All right, hey, we have a call. Somebody can explain this to us. And the pitch.
Wait, okay, he gets a running start.
Oh, he threw it against the wall again. The catcher bobbled the ball.
Well, there's no wall. That's the thing. There's no backstop.
Hi, you're on the air. Are you watching the game?
I am watching the game. How are you doing, Stace?
Good. Who's this?
My name is Tom.
Hey, Tom. Can you explain this game to us?
Let me just put it in the context of baseball comparatively.
Okay.
In baseball, it's easy to get out.
Uh-huh.
In cricket, it's easier to get runs.
Runs, okay.
Yes.
Is a run a point? Is a run like a point?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
Okay.
Sure, Ken. Whatever you say, Ken.
And what do you do to get a point?
You hit the ball into the field of play.
Okay.
And then run back and forth like a game of pickle or running bases, depending where you are from in the United States.
Really? You run back and forth?
Yes.
From one wicket station to the next?
That's correct.
And if you run...
batters on the field at each time, at a single time.
So every time, if you reach the other side, that's 1 point, and then go back where you started from, that's 2 points?
That's correct.
You're lying to me. I don't see anybody doing that.
And then why is the batter in the middle of the field?
Well, it's a circular field, not a diamond like we play.
So what you're saying, and I don't mean to put words in your mouth. What you're saying is there's no such thing as a foul ball.
Look at that guy.
Yeah,
he just scored.
It doesn't count against you. Yeah, you can. There's more of a nothing happens ball.
Wow, Tom. You
ground it back to the pitcher, and no one runs, but it's not an out.
Tom was not lying to us.
Why would Tom be? Why would you suspect Tom of lying?
Because I didn't see anybody running back and forth.
Well, if Tom was lying, I hope he would tell more interesting lies than this.
So, Andy, it looks like India just scored a point.
Yeah, and it's probably like 180 more to come. So it's a long day.
180.
Hydrate. Make sure you hydrate.
What is a typical score of a typical game of cricket?
It depends on the style of cricket they're playing, but it could be anywhere from today. America lost to South Africa, I think 190 to 140-ish or something like that.
Oh, it was closer than I thought, because when I was watching it, it was like 160 to 1.
Well, you have to remember this. I love watching cricket, so you can see how impatient Americans turned it into baseball. In cricket, one team bats at once, and you wait for all the guys to bat or the number of pitches to be pitched.
That's insane.
You mean each time you're at bat, you bat through the order, the whole lineup.
Yeah.
And that's it. So if I was a batter and I was the first guy up for India and I hit the ball up in the air and a guy caught it, my day is over. I do not bat again until I start playing in the field.
What do you mean your day is over? But you'll be up.
That's it. I'm done.
It's like, it's Andy, it's as if we did a show and you just did all your zingers at once.
No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying, I go on the air for 7 hours,
right,
and then I don't see you again until April.
Right.
That's what it would be like.
Okay.
No, I'm saying if Andy's first joke of the day was a bomb, he's done for the day and he can't be on and talk for the rest of the show.
I've actually had that fantasy. That's actually a dream I have quite often.
Yes.
Well, that's a fatally flawed strategy. Because then you would intentionally.
But wait, but the team that's batting, they bat. How long are they batting for normally? Is it an hour? Is it 2 hours?
It theoretically there's a limit depending on the type of cricket. You can have 106. What's 20 times 6?
120
pitches, or 20 times 6 times 50 is 300 pitches. There's another game that's 300 pitches.
But there's only
there's 5 days of cricket, which is literally 5 days long.
Jesus.
But in 5 days, Larry will be up every day, right?
I'm not familiar with 5 day cricket, so I can't speak to that. But I can speak to the 50 and the T20.
But that's not T20 is what they're doing this year.
That's right. And that T20 means there's 20 overs. An over is just a collection of pitches, and an over is 6 pitches or bowls, whatever you want to call it.
Bowls.
So 6 times 20 is what? 120, right?
I don't know.
What? There's 6 players on each team.
This is
no,
the
6 balls, 6 pitches.
This is
six
the
pitches,
sports version. This is the sports version of the Monty Hall problem, which I or Einstein's theory of relativity. I can't understand it.
I understand it a lot more than I did before Tom called. Thank you, Tom.
I appreciate that I could be of service today. You gentlemen have a great time, and I'm going to go listen to the rest of the show.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom. So you see this, it's 25 after 6 now, Andy. You see us doing this until 7 o'clock? Huh?
I can't see us doing this for another 30 seconds.
Yeah. This guy from, the pitcher, he's a big man.
I wish somebody could explain it.
He's a jolly big man.
I wish somebody could explain it to me as if I was in third grade.
Okay. India is blue.
Yeah.
Okay. South Africa is green.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, the basic mechanics of the game.
Yeah. Okay. And the guy
and
throws.
And why it's so popular.
He throws the ball. See, that guy in green is throwing the
ball.
Yes,
I understand.
Oh!
He hit it.
He hit it.
The batter hit it.
Well, there's some kind of foul that happened there.
Oh, for the love of God.
Everybody's
clapping.
I don't
know what the hell you're talking about. Everybody's clapping.
I think the pitcher threw the ball and hit the guy with the ball. And nobody liked that. See that instant replay?
No, he connected. He was running the bases.
That was like a bunt? You're saying that was a bunt?
Again, I don't know. Here's all I know. Time has stopped.
Yes, and you really wanted to do this. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Are you?
I don't understand cricket.
Yeah.
But and I've never seen the movie How I Won the War with John Lennon, but I've read the book on which it's based. And in that book, after the Second World War ends, the platoon or whatever is in Greece. Stationed next to a village that's sympathetic to the communists that the British didn't like, and they're being very difficult with them. Mm-hmm. And when they complain over and over again, and the guy leading the army group will at some point say, "Well, what you're for you to bring that up isn't cricket." And the mayor of the Greek town repeatedly falls for it and says, "What is cricket?" And the leader of the British then proceeds to explain how cricket is played in detail, and after an hour, the Greek mayor just leaves in disgust every time, and he's still not done explaining how it works.
What was the name of the John Lennon character in?
I believe Private Gripweed.
Gripweed, that's right.
He does not appear in the book.
Good memory.
I wonder if he appeared in the first draft of the script. I wonder if they added the character when John Lennon expressed interest.
Well, yeah, I think they thought that it would make the movie a hit.
He wrote Strawberry Fields Forever during a break in filming on that movie.
Mm. Well, there's that then.
Well, I am starting to understand cricket just from watching it and from Tom's helpful hints.
I understand it. I understand it less than I did.
Spin bowler, which is like kind of the equivalent of a fastball pitcher. And a googly, which is kind of the equivalent of a knuckleball.
A googly?
Yeah.
A googly. It's a pitch that will bounce very erratically.
Yeah. And what was the first word you used before googly?
A spin bowler.
A spin bowler.
Someone who bowls and who can give an awful lot of spin to the ball.
Okay. A spin bowler. and a
googly.
A gripweed.
A googly.
No.
And what was that? A googler?
A googly. A particular type of pitch.
A knuckleball. Okay, a googly is like
it's the equivalent, yeah.
Wow, that pitcher runs from a long way away. That's another thing, is that the pitchers get a running start, which makes no sense at all.
Well, I guess it gives them a little head of steam, and they probably I wonder if they're pitching as fast as a Major League Baseball pitcher is pitching.
Oh, that's like 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, but I wonder.
It's just funny how people all over the world that the British used to own hate them with a passion, but
play their game.
They still do this.
So you seem to imply, or maybe it was Tom, that baseball grew out of impatience with cricket. Is there any truth to that?
I don't think so. I think cricket and baseball grew out of an earlier game called rounders, I think.
Rounders, I've heard of that.
And cricket just slowed down and baseball maybe slightly sped up. I don't know.
Baseball's slow as dirt. Jesus.
Well, now they have a clock.
But, I mean,
now they put a clock on baseball. But baseball, at least, you know, there's a symmetry to it. It seems like it's
fist bump. They still do fist bumps in cricket. Oh,
baseball.
That guy.
Do you think a stranger, an alien from Mars, if he saw baseball and then he saw cricket,
yeah,
which one would? Which is a game he would enjoy watching more?
How many eyes does he have?
He has five eyes.
I think he would just go back to trying to steal our women.
Yeah.
Wait, let me finish. When he's watching baseball, he can get all the Diet Cokes and hot dogs he wants for free.
Okay.
But at cricket, he has to pay $4 per hot dog.
I'd say he'd be in favor of baseball.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So think about that, Ken.
Okay.
Okay? Next time you're comparing sports.
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
The South African bowler, I think the pitcher is called a bowler.
Yes.
Very good-looking man.
Yeah, they're all good-looking.
Number 16 on, I think that hot wag we saw in the stands is with him. That's just my theory.
I think all the women that we saw in the stands are with him.
I like the Indian uniforms much better, though. They remind me of the Mets uniforms.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. I was just sitting here thinking, I wonder which uniform Ken likes more.
Well, thank you.
I saw cheerleaders earlier, but I haven't seen a mascot.
Yes.
I don't think they have them.
Good point. There were cheerleaders. They had pom-poms.
The world's only
cricket
mascot.
Oh, man.
Did he get hit by a pitch?
The pitch was so fast that it knocked the catcher over. Another fist bump. Shot of the stands.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, Ken's counting fist bumps at this cricket match.
You want to bet on how many more fist bumps there are between now and 7 o'clock? Let's bet.
No.
Come on.
There's no bet on earth that could make this interesting.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for the call.
This just repels interest.
You wanted to do this. I think that...
It's like it's sponsored by the Major League Baseball.
No, it's sponsored by...
That's who's sponsoring it, to make baseball look great.
1xBet. 1xBet is sponsoring South Africa. I can't see who's sponsoring South Africa, but 1xBet.
Oh, they're wearing the logo on the
Yeah, they have the logo on the uniform. Oh, and now number 16, the very hot bowler.
Why don't we get a sports team? Why doesn't WFMU get like a local little league team?
Well, we have had sports teams.
You have?
Yeah, we had a pig racing team, and we had a windsurfing squad. And we got in trouble with both.
But wait, but don't you want a local little league team that you could go and root for?
Okay. I preferred the windsurfing squad. That was kind of my thing.
But where did those contests take place?
In New York Harbor. We had a race from Port Liberté in Jersey City past the Statue of Liberty to Battery Park City and back.
And did they wear FMU t-shirts?
Yeah, we all put an FMU t-shirt at the top of our mast. Kind of at the top of our
show. You were on the team.
Yes, I was on the team.
And
I was,
how did you guys do?
I was team leader.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
We came in first.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Well done.
Because there were no other teams. Everybody else was racing as an individual. We were the only team racing. But then Scott Colombo, he got washed out to sea.
Scott Colombo was on staff here?
No, he was one of the listener racers on the windsurfing squad.
And he fell overboard?
Well, here was the problem, Andy, that it had been raining for about a week before the windsurfing regatta.
Gotcha.
And then the race actually happened at low tide. Uh-huh. And you know that the Lenape Indians called the Hudson River the river that runs both ways. So on this particular day, because it was low tide and because it had been raining so hard, the river was running really fast out to sea.
Yeah.
But we had to go up river. We had to go against that. So it was exhausting.
I know what you're thinking. Those damn Lenape Indians.
You're blaming them. Yes, I was thinking that the whole time.
Yeah.
I only made it to the Statue of Liberty, and then I was so tired I turned around.
You mean the current changed on you?
We were going against current, against wind. It was really difficult. But Scott made it all the way to Battery Park City before he lost all of his energy.
And then he was just swept away.
And then he, on his way back, he was so tired he couldn't even sail anymore. And he was swept out to sea.
Yeah.
Literally swept out to sea. The sun had gone down.
And rescued by who?
By the Coast Guard. He was rescued by the Coast
Guard. How did they know where he was? Did he have some kind of beacon on him?
Well, he was just a guy sitting on a windsurfing board. And he was way past the Verrazano Narrows Bridge.
That story you just told was 25 times more interesting than any cricket match in the history of the sport.
Hi, you're on the air. There's the pom-poms.
There you go.
Pom-poms.
Okay.
Something must have happened.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
43-0, India.
Are you a fan of the sport,
India,
sir?
India is winning 43-0, and now I understand why it was like 160-1 when I was watching the U.S. versus South Africa.
And who was our caller?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I'm Jeff. How you doing?
Hey, Jeff.
We're doing fine now that you called.
I know.
You're the fish we wanted to catch, right, Kenny?
He is. Hi, Jeff.
And then,
hey, how's it going?
Are you a fan of the sport?
A little bit. I have a few random cricket facts I can drop on you that may help.
You got any cricket lingo?
He has some random cricket facts.
Yeah. Like, the bowler, like the equivalent of the pitcher, they're not allowed to bend the elbow of the arm they're throwing with. That's called a throw, and that's against the rules.
No bending.
So they have to do that with a straight arm, which is why they do that weird thing where their arm kind of like flies up and around.
So it's
over
like a
their
big
head.
It's like a big windmill.
Yeah,
Peter Townsend.
Yeah, it's like a
thing.
Peter Townsend pitch.
So that's why it looks so weird.
Yeah. What was the Google ball? What the hell was that called?
Oogly Googly.
Do you remember that, Jeff?
I don't know what that is.
No.
And what's the grip weed?
Oh, I what?
And then what's
sometimes,
the...
Sometimes Ken imagines phone calls. He's imagining a phone call we got a few minutes ago.
Michael gave us all these great lingo terms.
Okay, what else? Tell us, Jeff, what else?
So the wicket is those three little sticks.
Wicket. The bat is not the wicket.
No, that's the bat.
It's called a bat.
The
wicket is those three little sticks.
What's a wicket?
And the batsman can be gotten out by either catching a ball they hit on the fly or by hitting the wicket with the ball.
Interesting.
So that's sort of the equivalent of a strike. And actually, if you look closely at the wicket, the three sticks have two little sideways spindly things stuck on top of them, and when they get knocked off, that's a sign that the wicket has been hit.
So you want to avoid hitting the wicket?
Yeah. So that basically, what the
but what percentage of
is,
what percentage of ball
doing is defending the wicket, and they don't really have to do anything but make sure that the wicket doesn't get hit by a ball. So they can just kind of like lightly hit a ball and it sort of dribbles.
But how many
off
wickets?
Side,
how many wickets are in
that forever? Which is one of the reasons cricket can last forever.
Who's the?
But the way they get runs is by whacking the ball. So
ease
that they get
my
to,
trip.
You know, run back and forth.
Ease but, my trip is the sponsor for the Indian team.
Nobody cares, Ken. So
ease my trip.
My sole job now on the show is just to tell Ken when when he's babbling and off topic. But you're saying there's only three or four wickets on the field.
No, there's a wicket at each end of
there's
of
two
pitch.
Wickets. They
but
run
all
back
you have
and
to,
forth. They
but
run
all you have to do is not. And your main objective as the batter is to not hit a wicket.
No, to no, run it, back it, and
it's
forth.
To keep, it's to keep the other team from hitting the wicket with the ball.
Oh, the other team will
defending the wicket.
The other team will field the ball and try to.
Well, the bowler is throwing the ball and would bowling the ball and would really like to
hit a wicket
to hit the wicket
right
and get you out. So you're defending it with your bat.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Except
so
you're
you
not
just don't
to
want
block it with your body.
All you want to do is not let the ball get past.
No, but you also right. want to run back and forth from wicket to wicket.
Yeah. So if you have an opportunity. To hit something and run, you do that. But the main thing is just keep the wicket from
right.
getting hit
the
by
the main
ball.
Thing is making contact.
Yeah.
I see.
Preventing contact.
Yeah.
No,
you're,
making
you're
contact with the ball.
Not
letting the
you
pitch
can't
get...
block it with your body.
You can block it with your body.
No, you can't block
so
it with
if,
your body.
If,
it's like you're not even listening.
He look at him blocking it with his body.
No.
And now he's running.
It's like you made a decision not to listen to the caller.
LBW, and that's some sort of penalty.
Yeah, Ken. What I believe he's trying to say. Let me try to explain it my way and see if I'm close.
Dumb it down for me.
Okay. You're at. I'm going to use baseball terms. You're at bat. You're in the batter's box.
Okay.
Behind you is a stick in the ground called a wicket.
Three sticks.
Fine. Three sticks. Your main objective is to not let the pitch get past you and hit the wicket. That's
right.
your main objective.
Bingo. Yeah.
That's your first objective.
Yeah.
If it goes
so
foul.
Your secondary objective is to get runs if you can do that safely without getting
that's
out.
That's right. Your first objective is to make contact with the ball. If it goes foul, great. If it goes fair, even better. But you can't use your body. You must use your bat.
Okay. And is there a bonus if you get 6 points, Jeff?
You automatically get 6 points if you hit the ball all the way out of bounds on the fly.
Wow.
So that's the equivalent of a home run.
Okay.
If you whack it outside of bounds, that's just an automatic 6 runs.
A homeless guy told me that 6 points was really important in cricket.
A homeless guy told me I'm not going to see my next birthday.
Really?
Yeah. I like your homeless guy a lot better than mine.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, because you're probably nicer to him.
Oh, yeah. No, I give him money all the time.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I do with mine?
What?
I tell him where the nearest ATM is.
Well, that's
nice. I say, hello? Hello? You can't walk a block and a half to Main Street?
He probably doesn't.
Hello?
He doesn't.
Are you that lazy?
He doesn't have an ATM card. And even if he did.
Oh. Yes.
46 to 1 now. I like these high numbers. I think I would like cricket. Well, Jeff, thanks for all that information.
Sure.
Hey, you know what would be a fun? You know what a fun premium next year for the marathon?
What?
You, me, and 2 seats to a cricket match. Wouldn't that be great fun?
They last days.
They do?
Yeah. Well, a T20 game, I guess, would only last a few hours.
Well, how long was that Neil Young concert? That was like a day and a half.
No, that was only like an hour and a half.
That Neil Young concert?
Yeah.
No, it went on forever.
No. No.
I left my watch at home, but I'm pretty sure that was like 30 hours.
Only an hour and a half. Suresh Raina is coming up for India. There he is.
Oh, yeah, he's my favorite. I have a pristine Suresh Raina card, cricket card. From 2004.
Wow, it's worth a lot of money.
It is, yeah.
We are watching.
It's in mint condition.
We're watching the South Africa versus India match.
No, you're watching it. My eyes glazed over.
I get it. I understand it now.
20 minutes ago.
I can't believe it.
Let's take the call.
Okay.
Maybe it's someone from India or South Africa that has a horse in the race. Hi, you're on the air.
There's Kajaria. Oh, hey. No, they're all Kajaria.
Andy. Andy, how you doing? It's Tom again. Great job understanding that you're defending the wickets. That's exactly right.
Exactly.
Hey, Tom, what were the knuckleballs and things like that?
Yeah, that's just a style of pitching. I mean, imagine, it's just, to try to get the ball past the batter.
But it was colorful language. What are they called?
The guy had it right. The guy earlier, the...
Google?
Yeah, googly, and then he said something about a speedballer or something to that effect.
But the ball, obviously the ball has to be in the equivalent of a strike zone, right?
Well, yeah, the wickets are a strike zone. That's what I was talking about, impatience. Imagine a bunch of guys waiting around for 10 guys. They're like, hey, I want to turn at bat. So, just make the strike zone
Now, what is the longest? What is the longest?
Throwing it to wickets, we'll throw it to a guy with a glove on.
Right. What is the longest
fist bump?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Ken. What is the longest at bat in the history of the sport, or that you've witnessed personally?
Well, I've watched the World Cup last year, and a guy had 100 runs before he was out.
Wow.
Before he popped out.
Now, that's a good game.
Was he at bat? No, it's not, Ken. No,
yeah, that's
not a good game.
That's like an hour of batting.
Yeah, an hour of one guy batting.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's longer than that, too. I'm not that experienced in my viewing, but yeah, I just picked it up.
Why do people keep falling over when they catch the ball? Is that just something?
Drama? I don't know. Just to make sure they get under it. I don't know.
Oh yeah, that's like
yeah.
Yeah,
to make sure he catches
it. No gloves,
it.
Right? I mean, you catch a ball, you guys see.
Oh, it's like in soccer. When they act like they've been fouled or something.
No, they're not being dramatic, Ken. They're not being dramatic here. They're fielding without gloves, Ken.
They have giant.
It's a different. It's a whole different style of fielding.
Did you see those giant gloves they have?
Well,
just the guy, the wicketkeeper has that.
One wicketkeeper,
right? Think about a catcher's mitt.
One player has a catcher's mitt. The others are on the field without gloves.
Correct.
And you know, without gloves, you can't just extend your hand and hope to catch it. You have to get your body there.
These gloves are so gigantic.
Like Ken could.
They're fist bumping each other from across the field.
Well, Ken's the station manager. Nobody here would call him out ever.
Raina.
Great hit, Ken. We'll change the rules for you, Ken. Ken, let's move the goalpost a little closer. Ken's up, everybody. Okay. Ken gets four strikes. It's Ken, everybody. My quick impression of the FMU softball team. Good hit, Ken. No, that wasn't foul. It's Ken, everybody. There's no foul balls.
Yeah, sure. Go to second, Ken. No, third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I swear to God, they fall down every time they catch a ball.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's right, Ken. Good point, Ken.
1X bet.
I don't usually do impressions, but here's every other member of the FMU staff. Good point, Ken, about falling down all the time. Hey, did everybody hear what Ken said?
It was great.
It was great.
All right, thanks, Tom. We're getting other calls. I know that's amazing, but it's true.
What's amazing, that we're getting calls?
Yeah, that we're getting other calls.
201-209-9368.
We're watching South Africa versus India from the Cricket World Cup from 2 years ago because Andy and I couldn't get into Antigua for today's game. Hi, you're on the air.
Are there cricket riots the way there are soccer riots?
No.
Do people get into it the same way?
Never.
So it's a civilized game.
No. Actually, I would love to know the answer to that. Because for me, the soccer riots are the best part.
I asked a question, and I don't care about the answer. Isn't that interesting?
You don't care about the answer.
No.
See, now, I do care about the answer.
I just
answer.
Hadn't said anything for a minute and a half.
I've never heard of a cricket riot, which is weird. You would think that given how many soccer riots there are, there would be cricket riots.
Maybe we could start the first one.
52-2. India's up.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in and you're wondering what the score was of the India-South Africa cricket match 2 years ago, at halftime, it's 52-2.
There's a current rate of 8.43 in this game. I don't know what that means.
Well, let's say hello to our listener.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is listener Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Do you know the sport?
How you doing?
Doing fine.
Okay, here's the thing, right? You've got 10 batters on each team.
Ah, thanks for that information.
Okay.
10.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
You have 10 batters, and the batters have to go in a battery. They have to have two guys playing, one on each end, and they are what's called the crease, which is the batter's box, effectively. If one guy hits the ball, they both run to the opposite crease.
I saw that happen.
Then they can try to run back and for two. If the ball goes all the way to the boundary without anybody stopping it, that's automatic 4 points and they don't have to run.
Wow.
If it goes over the boundary in the air, it's an automatic 6 and they don't have to run.
Okay,
if
Terry.
Yes.
Question. Are there cricket riots?
Well, they're very civil. It's more like
that. Those are the best kind of riots, by the way.
Civil riots.
Yeah, the kind of, you make an appointment, right? You reserve a spot.
A cricket riot would be Waterloo.
Why are why is cricket so civilized and soccer is so violent?
The Battle of Waterloo was won on the cricket fields of Eton.
Yeah,
that's the expression.
Well, that means that the officers, the British officers, were all
upper class,
kind of cricketers.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Stuart Binney is up. Stuart Binney is at the wicket right now.
You know, for there to be a cricket riot, they'd have to wake up and then organize themselves into a riot.
So the thing about the scoring, right? You're saying 45-2-2.
Dude, it's fell down again.
It's whatever that number is the number of runs.
Uh-huh, 42-2.
And the second number is the number of wickets that have been taken.
Ah.
When a batter is out, the wicket is taken, so that is one wicket.
Okay.
Right? So all 10 batters go through the batting order unless they play all of the balls. They have six balls in what's called an over.
So it's really just like
20 overs in this.
It's just like roller derby.
20 pitches. So if they go through all the balls before they go through all the batters, then you end up with a score like the South Africa today, which was 196 for four.
Andy, the current ratio is now 8.05.
Used up all of the balls.
We've had 17
runs
and two wickets.
Four guys out.
It's 55-2.
As far as I'm concerned.
Oh, go on, Terry.
The show is over.
So that's it.
And today's referees are provided by Tiger Exchange.
All of their guys out. Or running through all of the allotted number of pitches.
It's Binney.
Then it goes to the other side.
Yeah.
And the other side
versus Raina.
Beat what the other guys did, but they only have to beat the number.
They're running from 100 yards away. Number 29 is pitching for India. No, sorry, for South Africa. South Africa's green.
And had they gotten a few more sixes earlier on?
Very colorful lettering. Pom pom girls. Smoke machine. Smoke machine.
More guys who were out. You know, they lost.
What are you thumbing through there, Andy?
New Yorker magazine.
New Yorker magazine.
What are you thinking about?
I'm trying to provide play by play.
I see you're facing the crickets. The screen.
I am facing the screen.
Oh wait, is our listener still talking?
Yeah, go on, Terry.
Smoke machine.
Look at the smoke machine.
Yeah.
That's about all I can tell you.
And Terry, what happens in case of a tie game?
Yeah, explain the tie game.
Yeah, explain the tie game. What are you doing next weekend?
Okay. Go
into the lake.
Oh yeah, you do that every weekend now?
Pretty much, yeah.
You look forward to it all week.
I love it. Yeah.
Get six balls, and they.
And then, do you still garden?
Road, yeah.
And by garden, I mean growing your weed.
I'm growing indoor weed now.
I see.
But I'm still growing lots of stuff outside.
And wait, did Terry stop talking? Wait, we got to. Hey, Terry.
Go on, Terry.
Terry, go on. What's your favorite? Do you have an allegiance to any one particular team? And tell us why.
No, I don't.
Come on.
Loves.
You're being coy.
I'm not.
Well, tell us about Terry.
All right, Terry. Now,
Terry, tell us about the best game you ever saw.
No, Terry, explain what the current ratio is. The screen here says current rate 8.57. Explain what that means.
That means that's the number of...
Beth loves to swim in lakes.
AVR Pay is a sponsor of today's game.
Do you swim in lakes? Do you swim in the lake?
Oh, yeah, I swim in the lake all the time.
But aren't you worried that there's motorboats?
Well, no, there's hours when the motorboats are allowed to go fast.
But who enforces that?
Ted Blart, lake cop.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. you know your local lake cop?
Well, no, Ted Blart is the mall cop.
Oh, of course, okay.
Yeah.
But so that's your little nickname for him?
Well, yeah, we have a lake cop.
And is he really on the job?
He is, yeah. If somebody goes too fast... before 1 o'clock or after 6 o'clock, he's on them, baby. You
know, and what is there a ticket? Is there a ticketing?
No. Oh no, they write you a strongly worded letter. I've received one of those letters.
I haven't received a real good letter in a while. Maybe I'll try it.
Yeah.
essentially.
I see, Terry. That's so interesting. And you, and Terry, you're explaining it so clearly. It's like I'm understanding the game for the first time. Like a veil has been lifted.
73 is bowling. He's got a great speed ball. You might expect to see a googly. It's 62-2.
Yeah.
India and Stuart Binney is up.
But the most important number, wouldn't you agree, Ken, is seven. Seven right now.
No, six is the...
No, seven.
Six.
Seven. Oh, I'm talking about how many minutes left in our
right,
show.
Right, 7 minutes
left. 7 minutes left in our show.
Right. All right, Terry.
Our show, let me just reassure people, it does not last forever. It does not last even... It never goes long. We're always off by seven, right, Ken?
Yep, facilities.
The worst case scenario... It's seven more minutes of this. Am I right, Ken?
That's right. Athletic gear is provided by EaseMyTrip.com.
And there's, wait, I'm so sorry to interrupt. I'm anxious to hear your point, Ken.
Yeah.
Because it's, you always give us a lot to think about. Yep. There's a minute theme song that we play.
Oh, it's actually 3 minutes, Andy.
Oh, so we could actually, okay. So in theory, if we start the theme song and then play it out, there's only 4 more minutes of show left.
Today's game has had 9 fours and 0 sixes. And the score
the
is...
The clock stopped. 60, that clock has stopped, Ken.
62-2.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, it's my mistake. It's still... I see the second hand going.
9 fours, 0 sixes. Peterson is up. And...
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'll be right with you, Ken. In 10 seconds, it'll be... 6 minutes to 7. So with the 3 minute theme song, there's 180 seconds left of showtime.
Peterson is 0 for 8.
Yeah.
Pitching for South Africa.
Almost, you can see the end of the tunnel. You know how when you're going through the Lincoln Tunnel
current
and you can see the light, you know, score, you've been there. You've been in the tunnel, seems like for ages.
68-2.
We can see the light now.
We've had 8 overs and 11
extras. Hey, Matt just came tonight. In. He's getting ready to prep the next
for
show.
For Weekly World Blues.
This is very, yeah, Weekly World Blues. Very exciting. So, Matt,
yeah. Yes, Andy.
Your entry into the room signals that Ken and I are almost, that the Ken show, and I'm calling it Ken show this week. Is almost over.
You don't want to be a...
No, I'm not. This is not my show. This
was
week.
Your idea. I tried to talk you out of it several times.
Not very persuasively. No. Not very strongly.
I had a whole nother
idea. I'm sorry. A little news flash here. Wait, hold on. 5 seconds. In 5 seconds, we're 5 minutes to 7.
Score is still 68-2.
Hold on. We're T minus 5 minutes.
We are watching the official SkyExchange.net Road Safety World Series 2022.
Even talking about cricket
India
is deadly.
Versus South Africa. Eddie Lee is up. He's got a great leg breaker. He's been in 78 matches with 73 wickets. He's got an average of 24.85.
It is audio chloroform. It is the worst.
Current rate, 8.5. And Eddie is running, and the pitch! Oh, I think he just got a wicket. Wow, that was amazing. You missed the most exciting point of the whole game, Andy.
Oh, please shut up.
Oh, they're arguing. They're arguing whether it was a wicket or not.
Yeah, I wonder what they're saying.
Yeah,
Kajaria. Yeah, I can only imagine. There.
Oh, yes, it was a wicket.
What does
you
that
missed
mean?
It
hit the wicket?
He's out. He's out. It means finally the game can move forward. Finally, another batter comes up. Am I right, Terry?
Actually,
thank you.
You're right.
Yeah.
So our show this hour is
one guy left, and then
the radio equivalent of wicket.
Of chloroform.
Of chloroform.
Chloroform.
This is the equivalent of a wicket game. Our show. Wait, listen, Terry, listen.
What?
Shut up. Just listen. Oh, I thought I heard our theme song.
No, there's plenty of time left. Current ratio.
It's like an oasis. It's like I was hallucinating.
Current ratio has dropped to 8.
Wait, listen, Ken. Oh my God, it's like I saw a watering hole in the desert.
It is, yeah. No, it's like when
I swear, I'm not kidding. I thought I heard our theme song.
It's like when you're driving along and you see water shimmering on the
yes,
road,
exactly,
in front of you, and
you
think,
say,
oh,
"I'm saved."
I'm pulling over there.
Wait, listen, Ken. Oh my God,
I didn't.
I'm not going crazy. You didn't hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
Wait, listen. Andy Brackman, man.
Oh, Ken. You're right. Oh,
it's
there
it.
It is.
It is.
Yes.
Oh, great.
Wow.
What a great show.
Oh,
hey, we
God.
Want to thank Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Who else do we want to thank?
That's it. Just Jeremiah.
Hey, let's do our legal ID. This has been WFMU in East Orange, FMU in Mount Hope, and in Jersey City and Rockland County at 91.1 FM. We're on. You would do it, but you wouldn't do it this fast.
Well,
Ken.
No,
I'm getting out of here. Online at WFMU.org.
It's amazing how you messed that up, even though it's written right down in front
Doesn't
of you.
Doesn't matter.
There aren't many DJs who can do that.
We're gone, baby.
I know. Only you and one other DJ who will have stuff right in front of them like that and still not be able
to. I'm a bit on the dyslexic side.
Yeah.
But the important thing is our national ordeal is over.
75-2,
and this India show is sort of, we did this show as a public service, at least I did. I wanted to do a show to make our listeners, our regular listeners, miss your music show.
Okay. And have you done that?
Yes, I think I have.
Eddie Lee is still the bowler.
Next Wednesday, when you listen to Ken's show, you can turn to your wife, your loved one, your spouse, and say, trust me, honey, it could be worse.
Also, WMFU Mount Hope.
Yeah, all of it.
New York City and Rockland County.
Oh, sure. It's the empire of the air, right, Ken?
Stuart Binney is our batter.
Yeah.
And Eddie Lee's got a nasty googly coming up. Raina, stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fivett. Hey, thanks, Terry. Any final words?
You're welcome. Go to hell, Andy.
Andy, he said go to hell.
Yeah, it doesn't get worse.
Okay.
It doesn't get worse.
There's a man who leads a life of singers. Everyone he meets.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. We'll be right back.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain. Summertime is here, need something to keep you cool. Now summertime is here, need something to keep you cool. Hey little girl, I've got something for you. I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing. Stop me when I'm passing by. Now I cool your little girl, the guarantee I'll satisfy. I got cream sandwich, Dixie cup, popsicle, and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by.
Down on me, burning my eyeballs, I can't hardly see. I've been laying here for 6 hours trying to make up my mind whether to go to work or just to stop trying. Cause baby, it's hot. Are humming.
The summers are coming.
And it's hot. My wife told me to go out and cut the grass. I thought I'd lay down a bit just to let the sun pass. I saw a little ant dragging a piece of bread as big as me. He was working so hard, I started sweating, so I just put him out of his misery. Cause baby, it's hot. Don't you know I'm burning up? The neighbors are fighting.
The mosquitoes are biting.
And it's hot. I got a funny old lady, I just don't understand. She picked the strangest times to wanna hold my hand. Sweat pouring out my body, I'm as mad as I can be. Don't hold my hand, woman, just get away from me. Cause baby, it's hot. I'd like to go to the pool.